Thursday night, Chovas Halvodas, Shara Avodas Alokim. We're at the end of Perek Shlishi, page Sada Gimel. We're going to, just about the middle of this last paragraph on page Sada Gimel, Val Pi Hekesh Zeh, based on this extrapolation. Okay, Chovas Halvodas, maybe one of his, you know, his whole basis for Avodas Hashem. And even though we repeat it every night, just about, but it can't be repeated enough, because it's really a big yesod. I'm going to say it again tonight, also to cover that, the new attendee. I'm telling you, people don't, you know, everybody, people might even know the Chodesh Halvadas, but they don't do it. The Chodesh Halvadas holds that the way you're supposed to do everything in Avodas Hashem is out of a feeling of gratitude. You're supposed to be reacting to gratitude. You wake up in the morning, you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. A bracha is like that. It's easier, maybe, because we look at a bracha as saying thank you, so maybe it's easier. But every Avodas Hashem that we do has to come out of a feeling of gratitude. It should. Has to. Okay, it's not makib b'di'evet, but it's a flawed avoda. It's not a trick. It's a trick. A maketol, so I'll be obed Hashem. It's not a trick. That's the ideal service of Hashem. And it has to be talked about, really. Because first of all, that is avodas Hashem. And we said, because then avodas Hashem, I always understood, because then it's organic. We want avodas Hashem to be organic. We are health nuts. And we want our Avodas Hashem to be organic. Anything else, he doesn't say this, I'm saying it, but for sure that's the pshat. Anything else is imposed. Anything else, even if it's out of a sense of Hashem is the Borei Olam, and like, how could I not listen to him? Even Yira, like, or, how could I be more, how could I not do the Ratzon Hashem? He is it. It's still imposed me by chutz. This is the pshat in Chovas Halvadas. That the only way it's coming me bifnim is this way. And now, also Hashem constructed a person. This is what he spent the Hakdama saying, that Hashem made a person. I mean, so any feeling, any human feeling, any normal hergish of a human being, Hashem made the human being, that the normal reaction of someone is to feel and to respond, to have gratitude when someone does something for you, and to want to respond in kind. That's the makeup of a person. So Hashem made a person that way, so that his avoda should be organic. And really, it means anything. When you blow a shofar, when you put on tefillin, when you give staka, when you learn, anything we do should come out of gratitude. Hashem wants me to do this, like, how can I not do this for him? Like, wow, thank you, Hashem, for letting me pay you back, for allowing me to, in some small way, recompense you, right? In some small way, you know, oh, that's all you want from me. Oh, wow. Okay, now, therefore, he says his tremendous yesod here, that if a person feels blessed, you look around and you see, oh, this, your average person has money troubles, your average person has health issues, your average person has trouble with the kids, whatever it is. And I don't. Your average person has cavities. And I don't have cavities. When a person feels, he mamish sets it up so, he says that your kidneys work, and what's normal, that makes you, that should have you be a Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So you want to be a regular person. Okay, so like, that's the whole world. In other words, the sichli, the gratitude of the normal human condition calls for Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Then you're up the ante. Since your avoda is coming out of gratitude, so anytime you should feel more gratitude, it calls for more avodas Hashem. So you say, oh wow, Shalom Sani Goy, Shabbat Habonim Kol Ha'amim. Hashem did that for Bnei Israel. Okay, we up the ante to the Torah. We're special. I'm Kadosh, I'm Segula. We have a special relationship with Hashem. Okay. A person, then he says, a person, okay, Klausel. Then he says, the Kohanim. He says such a tremendous Chiddush. I'm not even sure it's logical. Please forgive me. I don't know if it's logical. We look at the Matnas Kahuna that Kohanim are asked to work harder. They're in the Beis HaMikdash. So we give them schar. In fact, the Lashon HaTorah is schar avoda. No. That's by Levium, it says it, by Meiser. The Kohanim Agrada doesn't say it. Okay? So I don't know. But we look at it certainly that it's a payment plan for doing. The Chazal says not like that. It says, he made the Kohanim special, made them more Kadosh, he gave them Matanos. So they have a special responsibility to do more Avodas Hashem as a response to the Matnas Kahuna. It's really counterintuitive for sure. It's not even, but that's what he says. Okay, Noniach. So he says, anytime a person feels blessed, he got out of the stock market, he survived the economic recession, anytime, he said, on an individual basis, you feel special, you have to turn it around. Hashem expects you to increase your avodas Hashem because you have increased gratitude. That's what he says. Al pi hekesh zeh, we must finish this parak today, Rabosai. Al pi hekesh zeh yischayev kol mi sheyichdu Hashem yisalu. But al pi hekesh zeh means, he explained, your person will be sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. Okay, we're Jewish because Hashem did more for us. We're not. It's such an important yisod. It's not like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. So it's Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and said we're special and we're an Am Segula. So that creates the dynamic where we have to respond in kind, and we have more responsibilities, and we have to be Obed Hashem in many more all-encompassing ways. It could even be that the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach are all mitzvah sichlius. He doesn't say this, it's not just a question of 613 mitzvahs, but maybe that like creates a dynamic where we have to do chukim. Now we have to listen to Hashem. Maybe that's like the response to the special gratitude that we have to feel because Hashem Baruch Hu Mikol Ha'amim. Alright, maybe. It's not muchroch, and it doesn't have to be that way. It could be stam, we're not school though now, 613, and it governs every single facet of our lives. But as a result of the increased gratitude we're supposed to feel, that Hashem picked us out, and I'm telling you, it's like the Kohanim. And to everybody, we assume intuitively the other way. Hashem picked us out and gave us more responsibility. And therefore, we're Bonim Lamakom, because we serve Him more. Now, Hashem picked out the nation of Israel, probably because they're Zera Avraham. That's what it's mashma. And he said, you guys are special, and I'm going to make you an Am Segula, and you're going to have a special relationship with me. And now, it's logical that we now have more responsibilities as a result, as a response of gratitude to him saying we're special and he loves us, etc. Okay, so now, based on that fundamental yisod, Yischayev, that demands, call me sheyich to Hashem yisala b'tova. But I don't know if you're familiar with the Sefer. We're using like Rav Kapach's translation of Chavis Halbavis. That's not the standard one. The standard one is Ibn Tibon. We're using Kapach's. It's more a flowing Hebrew. He went straight to the Arabic. Sefer was written in Arabic. He went straight to the Arabic. You're not taking care. I don't know. Your wife brought the stuff. I don't know who's taking care. It's sitting there. Okay. Call me sheyichdu Hashem yisala b'tova baladei shor b'nei Adam. Anyone who feels blessed, who feels more than the average, he says, wow, look what Hashem did for me. I think the truth is, anybody that lives in Eretz Yisrael should feel this way. Anybody that, you know, many people have tried to make Aliyah and failed. We all know people who went back. We know people that went back 2 days ago. Not everybody makes it. People try to come and they don't come. So that's something. So you have to be mekabel alat mol Hashem. So this is a principle, and if you feel blessed, if you didn't get fired, and people are getting fired, etc., you have to, because your avodah is based on gratitude, so you have to express more gratitude. lekabel alatzmo l'shem yisala mishma'as, listening to Hashem, obedience, sheyusyachid bo. You have to pick something. Okay, I'm going to learn more than the average person. Or I'm going to increase. I told you, someone called me up. They said they're going to learn 15 minutes a day more. Because they feel, okay, that's good. That's cool. He doesn't give you a measure. You have to show more gratitude. Grado, he says, Mishma'as sheyusyachid bo baladei shorben hayodim. You do hear of people saying, the people who have been sick. I know the guy in Muncie that made Bikacholim of Muncie, which grew into an unbelievable institution. Unbelievable. Shimshin, I was very, very close with him when we were there. Shimshin Lauber. He was sick, and he was very, very sick, and he got better. There already, it's deeper than the Chavis Halvavis. It's not Stam, but he took what Hashem did for him, and he said, I'm going to. So that, and he built up an unbelievable, it's a tremendous organization from nothing. One person who was sick and got better and said, this is how I'm going to say thank you to Hashem. Okay, you can do it. Anybody that is a Holocaust survivor, really, Chavis HaLvavos would say, you know, you can't just come to America and just say, you know, Baruch Hashem, I survived. And really, anybody who survived the Holocaust, could be the Gedolim that came here were like, could be their impetus to do crazy things to establish Torah here, besides the Hechrech Shebedover that they came to a Midbar America, I'm talking about. And well, yeah, I'm talking about Chutz Laretz. Could be they felt this also. I don't know. Could be they felt like Hashem saved me. Anybody that survived the Holocaust has to feel this way. Also, I don't know. My experience is that people when I finish the parak today. My experience is that people that survived. I don't know. I have limited experience. Actually, my father survived the Holocaust. He just wasn't even in it. He survived it by running away. Baruch Hashem, but imagine people survived the camps. But anybody that ran away, really, I mean, many people tried to run away. And my point is that from what I see, people that they became rich, they like were very successful. There was even a book written. A guy wrote a book about it. He picked like 100 people or something, and he followed their lives. They were Holocaust survivors. And they all are very, very much shliach. I'm talking about in Gashmius. They opened businesses. They came here with nothing. And like, so that's really like Kolshkenshe of a Kolshkenshe. So, really, okay. All right, we'll stop here.